News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official, in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump Saturday. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said that Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars to Ukraine.
We learn more about this investigation, and actually, as a former prosecutor, what is remarkable about this investigation is that it is almost entirely driven by witness accounts.
Republican Lee Zeldin of New York said Sandy's testimony did not help with what he called the Democrats' charade.
One day it was quid pro quo. Last Sunday he changed it to the word extortion. Over the course of this past week he changed it to the word bribery. And today was a sobering reminder of just how ridiculous this impeachment charade is.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides who were both on a July 25th call between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's president, former National Security Council official Tim Morrison, and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Morrison confirmed acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor's testimony, and Williams said that Mr. Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigations struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Fires blazed on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours of Sunday, as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas in some of the most dramatic scenes in more than 5 months of escalating violence. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrances to five universities in the city and stockpile gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. This is VOA News.